Okay, thank you so much for holding. So I just want to make sure I have everything that needs to be brought up is brought up. Okay, so essentially our construction team has destroyed the property, laying the fiber down. They moved the two 150 pound cast iron urns, which were sitting on top of bluestones that ended up getting stacked. The cast iron urns are still sitting in the dirt. And we dug into flower beds. Did we destroy your plants?
Well,
Probably.
yeah,
I mean,
they disturbed a lot,
because
like thousands of dollars of lilies.
they dug the holes right where our, we won't know until spring how bad it is. It's where all the daffodil bulbs and the lily bulbs and all the stuff that's going to come up next year.
Bleeding hearts,
Bleeding hearts, all
well,
over.
I'm write it down.
Yeah, he has a list. I mean, my husband's really upset right now. He's
Of
retired, and
course.
this is what he does. He
Yeah, and of
gardens, he
course, and
takes
maintaining a
care
property is very, very tiresome too, because there's a lot of
of.
work that goes into it.
It was on 3 acres and 2.5 are landscaped by me. So I know exactly what I have. And I'm sorry, your name again?
Her name's
CJ.
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 And we
Okay.
know it's not
I'm
your
sorry.
fault. We're both
No,
upset.
I know that.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
Very upset.
And I don't
Yeah.
blame you one bit. I completely understand because I would be too, especially if they didn't, did they at least notify you that they were going to be doing the construction?
It
No.
not, well, yes and no. About
Yes,
2 months ago, we got a card left in our mailbox that said they'll be here in 2 weeks, and they never came. And then they showed up this morning without any notice. We didn't know when they were coming.
Okay.
And they just showed up.
9 o'clock they
And,
started.
for a while, they have my block, driveway blocked. Now, it's a good thing I worked from home and I didn't have to get out. But,
They had the whole
I
road blocked.
was waiting for the neighbor to across the street to come home because they had her whole driveway blocked, and she didn't. She's still not home yet. She's probably going to freak out when she drives up because there's still stuff sitting all around her house on the corner, and they destroyed her property too. But that's her problem. She can call you if she wants, but
Of course.
She hasn't seen it yet. She's not going to probably see it until daylight tomorrow, is what they did.
Yeah.
It really showed no concern about
Nothing.
anything.
And
Just,
you know what? Honestly,
the guy said before,
I get it. I
yeah.
get it. I spoke to the man.
Yeah.
He said, we just do this.
Yeah. Before they started digging anything, he went down and, they said they were going to be digging. And he goes, and the guy said, yeah, your property's beautiful. And then they went and destroyed it.
His name is Tom.
That's the problem, is we're not going to
I
know
mean,
the
they even
full extent of
acknowledged how beautiful the property was
it.
and then proceeded to be like, so.
Yeah,
Like,
because down they was
I
there
understand that the
because
construction crew is on a timeline and they have to do their jobs, especially because we have the, why do I keep blanking on this name? Essentially, it's the public service works area that's between the road and like the actual beginning of the property.
They were here. Yeah, City of
They were here
Kingston. Yeah.
too.
So. I do know that we do have those permits for that, but the thing is like if it were, something that was beautifully landscaped, that at least in my personal opinion, I would have, if I had been on that team, I would have been like, hey, look, we do have to go through the flower bed. Is there anything that we can do to,
They didn't even
help
ask.
manage it,
Right, they didn't even
They
ask.
didn't even, first of all, they didn't call. Second of all, they didn't even ask.
Yeah, he went
And
down
when I
before they
went down,
started. Yeah.
yes.
Yeah,
And I was disregarded.
I mean, the big problem to me is that God knows what happened with all those plants, because the stuff I know is not coming up. That's been there, that's taken years to grow and get established, that's gone. And But where the urns were, they were on like a bed of bluestone with white marble chips in between.
Wow.
And they just moved the urn, picked up all the bluestone, stacked it, and then dug. So now all the marble chips are just, we're thrown back in. And so they're mixed in the dirt now. So we're going to have to replace the marble chips. We're going to I know. And, and they left it there. And it's like, all right, we're annoyed. And we had a lot of this done. But those urns, he just informed me, actually weigh, because they're filled with dirt.
They're 175 pounds.
We're just two old men here. All right.
Oh, no. Old is only a state of mind. Okay, you're only as young as you feel. Okay. You may have the age, but that doesn't matter, because I knew an 88-year-old who was fit as a fiddle and still taking part in weightlifting competitions, okay? And he was in Kingston.
That's my dad. He's 87. He still plays golf every day. So,
oh, yeah.
But it's like, having to do that is, it's been a lot of labor and a lot of time and a lot of money to get it looking like it was.
I'm not cheap.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I've marked everything.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got that down. I'm going to send this over to the construction so that they are aware of this situation, because, again, I would think common courtesy, honestly, in my opinion. But I will get this over, and I really do apologize for, your property and all the hard work that's gone into it, and then it gets destroyed, and to watch it get destroyed, it breaks my heart.
Yeah, well, the question is, we want to know what Arch Top Fiber is going to do about it.
Absolutely. And I did take down your number, so I will definitely have them give you a call to be able to go over exactly what happened and also what needs to be replaced and how and what we can do for you. Okay.
I would like someone to come here and look at it.
Oh, of course.
Let me give you some information. So I gave you my husband's phone number, so let me give you his name.
Yes.
I told you it's Rob.
It's Rob. His last name is Tumasian.
How do I spell that? Okay.
Yeah, P-U-M as in Mary, A-S-I-A-N as in Nancy.
And that was F as in Frank?
T-U-M-A-S as in Sam.
Oh, S as in Sam. Okay, so sorry.
Yep, Tumasian.
I-A-N as in Nancy.
Yep.
Yep. And then my name is Jens, my first name, and that's J-E-N-S as in Sam. Last name's Olsen, O-L-S-E-N.
Okay.
And I'll give you my phone number, too. And
okay.
That's 845-616-9680.
Okay, perfect.
And I like I said, I work from home, so if they call tomorrow, they should call his number. Because I'll probably...
I'm retired, and I decorate the house and property.
Yeah, so he's available, and I don't know if I'll be at a meeting.
Me. They're not going to like it.
Yeah, so
absolutely, and to at least get it rectified and gone over,
Yeah, and I know you can't personally do anything, so I appreciate it. And I manage a call center for a living, so I appreciate.
Oh, that's awesome.
I appreciate what you do, but.
And you work from home as well?
No, we're actually headquartered in Kingston.
Yeah, well, I know. Oh. Well, our office used to be across the street. I worked for United.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Now we're over in the Austin
building. It's kind of funny because I used to work on Enterprise anyway. I was over at United Healthcare, and now I'm over here.
Okay, then. So, So I've been with United Health since 1987. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Don't you also step into the trainings?
Yes.
Yeah, railroad.
I manage railroad.
Yeah, I was A for me, and I remember you coming into my training class.
Oh, CJ.
Yes, oh, CJ.
Oh, my God. Yes, I know you.
Oh, what a small world. Oh, that's so funny. God. And I'm so heartbroken that, you know, you're going through this because I know you and, you know, you're always so amazing. Oh.
Yeah.
I was looking at your name. I'm like, wait, hold on.
I
know a jet.
So, but now I'm on this railroad. So, yes, I do know you.
Yeah. Last time you saw me, I was 6 months pregnant with my youngest. He's now 4 years old. So.
Yep. Okay.
So, and during that awful time where I was sick, it turned out to be COVID. So I'm glad I didn't get anybody else in the office sick.
I was just going to tell you.
We got married 4 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness.
We're on 5 years now.
Yeah. So, but
that's
yeah.
amazing.
So I didn't recognize your voice, but yeah, I do know you. So.
Well, I mean, the phone is always a little bit different than in person. We knew each other in person, so of course on the phone, it's a little bit different.
Yep.
Yeah, my eldest is now 13. It's crazy. Yep. It's crazy how time flies.
Oh, yeah. So, but I appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
You know, like I said, I realize nothing you can do, and it's not your fault, but, you know, I really need somebody within the
Absolutely, and I will definitely let them know. And, of course, you know how I am as well, so, like, absolutely. Like, I feel so heartbroken that, you know, you and your husband are, you know, putting all this work into all the landscaping, and then it just, you know, in one day.
Yeah, in one day, literally.
And it's devastating. It's like losing a house to a fire. Maybe not as severe, but
still
a lot of work.
Yeah, they're still down there. They're on the other side of the street, but they still got a big hole in the street, and they're still working.
Oh,
you know, they're off our property now, but, you know, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just devastated.
Yeah. Yeah, he was not. He's not. Happy baby.
But yeah, no, absolutely. So I will get this over to them right now so that way they can give you guys a call. And again, congratulations on your, well, I'm sure that your anniversary is coming up soon too. So I hope you guys have.
September.
Oh, so I just missed it then. Well, congratulations on your 5th year.
Thank you.
I'm going to be honest, I'm in tears. Like, I haven't seen you in forever. This year is just the year of the past. I don't know what it is. I've had about 10 people just pop up in my path for my past.
The last 2 months I had 3 old railroad people I haven't talked to in years.
I still talk to John Cohen. John Cohen is one of my very best friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you never know.
If you could make this happen,
I'll
be your best friend.
There you go.
There you go. I will do my best. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, it's been absolutely wonderful to catch up with you, Jens, and I will definitely get this over. I will push for it as well, do the best that I can do for you, especially because, I mean, they should have just been able to ask, like, hey, you know, is there anything that you don't want touched? Maybe you can take care of it yourself or whatever the case may be, you know, so that they don't destroy it. But again, my personal opinion, we do try to be as respectful and as upfront as possible. So, That is kind of our mission with the community. So absolutely, I'm definitely going to try and get this taken care of for you guys, okay?
All right. Thank you. Hey, Steve, good night.
And it was nice meeting you, Tanya.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you both have a fantastic holiday season. Hopefully, I'll see you soon.
Well, there you go. All right. That would be good. All right.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. If there's anything else, please feel free to reach out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.